When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today on the show, we're facing our demons and meeting up with someone. He's just a friend of a friend.
Welcome to Winds Howling, a companion podcast to The Witcher TV show on Netflix. We'll be diving deep into each episode of the show and exploring the larger context of the story from the games and novels. I'm Brett.
And my name's Abu.
And we're back already.
Already! News on news on news, Brett. It just won't stop.
It just keeps coming. But unlike, well, I guess we did get a lot from WitcherCon, but we got more. I guess is this a trailer?
Technically, this is a teaser trailer for Nightmare of the Wolf.
Okay, because I got used to trailers being like 2 to 3 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the exact difference between a teaser trailer versus a trailer is, but it seems like length is the differentiating factor there.
Yeah, and we are really bearing the lead. Some people are just like, what the hell are they talking about?
Right.
Talk about the show.
Yeah, exactly. So today we got a teaser trailer, roughly a minute and a half, for the upcoming Nightmare of the Wolf anime film. So on today's little mini episode, we are going to deep dive and break down this trailer and get a bit hyped about it because it's coming so soon.
A month? 4 weeks? I don't know what day it is.
How does time work? You're so right.
It doesn't.
So a quick reminder for the folks that don't know, Nightmare of the Wolf is a spin-off anime film set in the Witcher universe that's going to be about young Vesemir, one of the characters that we'll see in season 2 of the upcoming Netflix show. The film is animated by Studio Mir or Studio MIR. I still don't know how to say that. I should Google that. And that is the studio that is responsible for creating Voltron, the Netflix series, and also for creating Legend of Korra. So they know what they're doing. Now, alongside the trailer, we also got casting confirmations for who will be voicing some of the main characters, in addition to little bios about some of the characters that we'll see in the film. So the main star of the show, young Vesemir, will be voiced by Theo James from Castlevania. So if you have watched that anime, that'll be a voice that will be very familiar to you. And it's a voice that definitely stuck out to me because I am a big fan of the Castlevania anime. As soon as I heard the trailer, I was like, wait a second.
See, this was the only name that did not stick out to me because the other three I know specifically from other projects, but I've never heard of him before.
I think it fits young Vesemir's personality, at least from what we saw in this trailer. We'll talk a bit more about that in the breakdown. We also learned that the show will feature Laura Pulver from Sherlock as the character Tetra, the sorceress Tetra.
Yeah, she was Irene Adler in Sherlock, and she also voiced the mother of the Forrester family. I think it was Alyssa or Elisa in the Telltale Game of Thrones series.
Oh, cool. We actually got a little bio about her as well from the official Witcher Netflix account. We learned that Tetra Gilchrist is a powerful sorceress who, quote, is descended from one of the continent's first mages and believes magic connects all things of beauty, end quote.
Yeah, and the picture is her shooting a bow. And I'm like, okay, that's weird that they put in that she descended from mages, but okay, sure.
Yeah, we definitely got a bit of her personality in this trailer as well. It'll be interesting to see what role she plays in the story. Continuing with casting, we also got confirmation that Graham McTavish from the Hobbit movies will play Deglan.
Yeah, and I've also mentioned before that you might recognize, well, his voice might be different, but he voiced Charlie Ka'a in the Uncharted games, so it'll very stick out if he talks with that kind of same accent.
Yeah. All right. So the last casting confirmation that we got is Mary McDonnell from Battlestar Galactica, and you added Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko, yes. Which have you ever heard of that movie?
Yes, I've seen Donnie Darko. Yeah.
Oh, you have? Okay. Yeah. That came out when I was in high school, and that pretty much was the movie that convinced me to go to therapy. So.
Wow.
Donnie Darko will always be near and dear, and she was the mother in that movie, and she was amazing.
Yeah, an incredible film. Well, Mary McDonnell is going to be voicing Lady Zerbst. Now, we got a bit of a bio of her as well from the official Witcher Netflix Twitter account. Quote, Lady Zerbst is a Kedwin noblewoman who inherited her husband's seat on the king's advisory council after his death. She has since risen to become one of the king's most trusted advisors and a fierce supporter of the Witchers. End quote.
What stuck out to me, and I'm about to just go straight, well, actually, is that everything I have seen from all Witcher products is it's Kedwenny.
And this Kedwenny. Put Kedwin. Oh.
That she's a Kedwin noblewoman. And I'm like, no, well, Kedwenny is used everywhere. And this is Kedwin, so I'm like, man, they are changing up the lore, aren't they?
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, I'm so irate right now.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight, Brett.
We're going to have to take a break, and I might not even watch the movie now.
In protest, yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you. I'm right there with you. All right, let's wrap up this reminders section and get to the actual trailer. One final reminder, and maybe the most important one, the film releases on August 23rd on Netflix, just 4 short weeks from today. And of course, on the podcast here, we will be watching and we will be covering it, regardless of how they say Kedwin.
Maybe. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, but stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, let's get to this damn teaser trailer. What did we see in this roughly minute and a half of footage? Well, the trailer opens up on this wide shot of a spooky forest that we see from above. And then it cuts to the main hall of some sort of building. My assumption is maybe Kaer Morhen. And this is where a young Vesemir standing by the fireplace reading a note that we hear in the voiceover.
Witches are rogues without virtue.
Yeah, it's Kaer Morhen. Right before you recorded this, they put a video out where the showrunner, Lauren Schmidt-Hishrick, as she said it, kind of talks a little bit about it, and she says that this is Kaer Morhen.
Ah, there we go. Confirmation. Now, the trailer continues on to some quick shots of Vesemir in a sword fight in this very hall. So, presumably, he is training here, because we know this movie will cover the part of Vesemir's life where he becomes a Witcher. So, my assumption here is that the reason he's in Kaer Morhen is he's training to become a Witcher, maybe.
True diabolical creatures fit only for killing.
And the thing that really stood out to me in this very quick couple of shots was the fluid animation style. It really reminded me of Legend of Korra, and that obviously makes sense. considering the studio behind the movie.
And that is what gets me the most excited, not to put the cart before the horse, is seeing this animation style. They can do more fantastical sword fighting, if you will. It doesn't have to be completely realistic.
Hell yeah. I hope they have fun with it for sure. Now, next up, we get a shot of some green liquid being poured onto a blade. And this could potentially be something like Witcher blade oils that we know from the video games. And then a quick cutaway to a scared-looking young boy.
There is no place amidst honest men for them.
Is that scared-looking boy about to be abducted by Vesemir?
About to be turned into a witcher against his will.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how many people look at it going, oh, he's going to save this young boy? And I look at it and I'm like, well, that motherfucker has a 70% chance of death.
Yeah. I hope the movie delves into that for sure.
Yeah. Remember, they showed it. We saw from the teaser trailer from WitcherCon that they show like the kids like going crazier, suffering from the effects of what we can assume to be the trial. So they're definitely, unless they somehow cut that out. They definitely seem like they're gonna hit those trials of the grasses up.
Yeah, that'll be so cool to see. And horrific. Cool is maybe not the right
word.
Yeah,
there you go. Whoa, okay. So you sound like a witcher yourself.
Right.
You got a cat witcher over here.
Now the trailer goes on, and we see some sort of creature headbutting a force field. And then someone straight up does like a Dragon Ball Z Kamehameha, which I assume is something you don't know, because in the script, you asked me if I meant the king, the Hawaiian king, and that's not what I went.
Is that how they pronounce it?
Kamehameha.
Okay, because again, being born in Hawaii, that is Kamehameha, who was the first king of Hawaii. And so when I saw that, I'm like, what the hell? Did they name something after King Kamehameha? And then you pronounce it, I'm like, okay, they just changed the pronunciation. So something completely different. But I do wonder if it's somehow a reference to it.
Yeah, that's funny. And Brett, I didn't know you were born in Hawaii. What? We've been friends for years, dude. Yeah. That's a fun fact you drop early in a friendship.
It is. Well, it is one of those things where it's just like, what's something interesting about? Oh, yeah, yeah. Nah, dad was Air Force, so Honolulu, Pearl Harbor.
Wow, cool. Anyway, back to the trailer. We then cut to this next shot, which I assume will quickly become memed and become iconic. It's young Vesemir taking a bath. And baths are now clearly a meme in the Witcher universe. And I know a couple of people who will be thankful for that scene, I'm sure.
And I'm going to be, and it was, you see it just like, oh, okay. And I had it at the end, but I'm like, I don't mean to be a jerk. But now it's to the point where it's like, okay, this is like the last bathtub reference we can do and be like, oh, you know, am I being a jerk?
No,
I don't want
it
to get played out. And it's at this point right now.
You don't want it to get played out, right. Next, we get another series of quick shots, and that's a phrase I think I've already said half a dozen times, and I will continue to say this entire trailer was just a bunch of quick shots. But we see some gold and jewels in a bag, and a very cocky-looking young Vesemir.
Fear and ignorance are good business.
And we're sort of given a glimpse into his personality at this age. He's clearly this sort of cocky asshole jockish type who is presumably out to get rich as a monster slayer. That seems to be his motivation here.
Yeah, this, I'm not gonna lie, this, I like it because it's, oh hey, a personality. Look, a witcher with a personality.
Yeah.
It might have been nice to have Geralt have more of a personality. Sorry, I don't want to say that too loud. I'm sorry. But it's good to see the personality, but I also am wondering and don't want this to come into, hey, this is just Han Solo-esque, oh, I'm kind of this lone wolf, kind of punny right there. This lone wolf who goes out, oh, I only care about money and I do all that. And then it's going to be like, oh, don't do that. No, like you're the Witcher. We've seen that story a million other times. Please just don't have him be this asshole who stumbles upon somebody. And then it's like, oh, they're worth fighting for. And I'm going to fight for good. I don't know. That's a lot of speculation. I got that vibe from this, but yeah. I'm not going to dwell on that. I'm going to dwell on, hey, look, a Witcher with personality. That's cool.
Right. You love to see a Witcher with personality. I'm with you there. And I hope they can walk that fine line of the rogue with the heart of gold Han Solo trope and not fall too deeply into that. Now, the next couple of shots we see are Vesemir sitting at a campfire, speaking with a woman who we hear speak for the first time. And this is Tetra. And we already talked about her bio, but it will be cool to see what role she plays. She looks like she's going to be a major character who is maybe even traveling alongside Vesemir for a good portion of this movie.
Witches are experts in price.
You have to keep a brand.
Yeah, she's, again, we mentioned the bow earlier, and descended from a mage. I don't know if they're kind of letting that into be, maybe she becomes something later on. I don't know. But yeah, they appear to be together, and again, it's pure speculation. They almost seem almost at odds here, or she's questioning who he is, and he's just like, I don't give a shit about nothing. So she must be the, what's it called, the heart of it, where I guess she's going to drive it.
Yeah, like the moral compass of the movie, yeah. Maybe, the moral center.
What is the worth of your word, Vesemir?
See, I'm a monster hunter. Every deal has a price.
Now, next in the trailer, we get a series of shots of Vesemir doing his Witcher work and admiring all of the gold and money he's making. And he's, again, lots of like cocky looking shots of him being boastful. And this sort of continues to reinforce that idea we touched on about him not exactly getting into the Witcher profession for the noble cause of ridding the world of monsters and saving helpless little children.
Yeah, he's going to save them all right. He's going to save them right to Kaer Morhen.
Right to the Trial of the Grasses.
There you go.
After that, you guessed it, we got even more shots of Vesemir doing hot Witcher summer shit, like drinking from another vial of green potion and slashing monsters with his sword.
Yeah, so one thing is, and again, I know it's a teaser trailer and they have to show it, and I really feel like I'm starting to like damper things, but they show him cutting up these ghouls who look badass with like the glowing red eyes. And he's cutting up these ghouls and he's slashing and do all that. And again, that's just like, okay, one thing that you really get from the books and that they even showed at the end of the first season of the show was the Witchers can't just take on hordes of monsters. They usually have to prepare for a lot of them, either with the oils or the signs and all that. And so as he's doing this, I'm like, man, please just don't make him this badass who kills two dozen ghouls and makes it like for real. Like I'm holding this to a high standard. And I mean that all of these tempered expectations, all of this questioning is because what has drawn me to The Witcher was how different it was than so many other things that come out. And we've seen that lone wolf badass who can take on a dozen people time and time again. And that is not The Witcher. It wasn't Geralt in the books who's like the best Witcher ever. It wasn't really Geralt in the show. Okay, it kind of was a little bit. They showed him. It's Blaviken. He kind of did that in Blaviken. So I just don't want to be, I don't want it to be just, he's just a badass and he takes care of everybody and it's easygoing. No sweat off my brow.
That's a good point about lore consistency. What I will say is I'm a little bit lax about that. Coming in as an anime fan, which I know you're not a big anime person, but I just gotta warn you, Brett, anime is full of ridiculous shit. Like the main character taking on a dozen dudes at once and coming out on top. And I just want to warn you, high likelihood of that happening.
Well, I mean, I've seen a lot of like memes and videos, and aren't a lot of them like high school kids doing all that?
Yeah, anime is just full of that. I mean, that like the phrase, that's so anime. is something I scream all the time, but it's because anime has some of these tropes, and I'm sure we will see at least some of that here.
And in all seriousness, that to me is going to be the fine line of, like you said, the different fans that are coming in. You're coming in at the top with anime and at the top with Witcher, and it's going to have to combine it to something that you would like. And I'm coming in with basically no anime and then top of The Witcher, where, but I'm excited for that anime, but it's like, if it's too much, it might turn people off like me. So yeah. Again, it's a fine line between it to figure out what it is. And that's something as I'm watching, I will be very cognizant of.
And I'm sure something we'll talk about once we have seen the film on this very podcast. So let's wrap up this trailer, because then we get the title card, Nightmare of the Wolf, followed by a post-title shot of a winged monster standing next to a scary demon lady of some sort. And we get some banter here between Vesemir and Tetra.
Friend of yours?
Friend of a friend.
And then the trailer concludes on some quick flashes of Vesemir fighting the aforementioned winged beast and scary demon lady. Cut to Netflix, cut to the release date, August 23rd, 2021. And that's our teaser trailer. So, Brett, to wrap up our mini little episode here, I want to hit you with a simple question. What shot in this trailer got you the most excited? What frame of this trailer is the thing that got you amped to watch it?
Well, what I put down was mainly that it's the anime, and it's the animation, and it's going to have color in it, and it can look wild. But the one thing that stuck out to me was what was not in the trailer, and that is we don't know what this is about. We don't know the story. And there was no hint of any kind of antagonist or villain, unless the antagonist or villain is the path along the way or Leshen or something. There was nothing in there that said exactly what Vesemir's journey or what this was really going to be about. And I can assume that, I don't know, maybe that'll be in the trailer that they might drop.
Yeah, that's a great point. We were really given no plot in this trailer. Just lots of scenes, a little bit of personality for Vesemir, and a quick few glimpses at the action. I suspect for a lot of people, the answer to this question would be the bathtub scene. But my vote goes to that shot of Vesemir slashing through what looks like a bunch of bat-like creatures, and then gracefully sort of sliding and landing on his feet. I think that was a really good shot to include in the trailer to get people excited about the sort of animation and action scenes they can expect from the film. It just looks so good. It looks so fluid. And I'm really stoked to see Vesemir ball out, you know?
Ball out. There you go. He was balling out.
Well, Brett, podcasts are podcasts. Lesser, greater, middling, they're all the same. But we've completed our contract, and it's time to collect our reward. So leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and check out the other shows on the Lore Party Podcast Network on loreparty.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at lore_party. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you on the path.